Pittsburgh Steelers fans, it's Jeff Hartman from BehindTheSteelCurtain.com, editor of that fine establishment where hopefully, if you're listening to this, it's where you go for all your Pittsburgh Steelers news. It should be your one-stop shop for all things Pittsburgh Steelers. It's time for another episode of our weekly mailbag where I ask questions on our Twitter account. If you don't follow us on Twitter, if you don't have a Twitter account, I suggest you create one, even if it's just to follow us. At BT Steel Curtain is the Twitter handle. And we're going to kind of go rapid fire here today. We got a lot of questions, and rightfully so, after that 20-12 Pittsburgh Steelers victory over the New York Giants on Friday night. A lot of people were excited. I know it's preseason, but still, there's a little bit of excitement in the air. People wondering what's going to happen when the season finally starts. So, with that said, let's get right to things in the mailbag. So, first, David Harris. He asks, who's looking like the breakout player on either side of the ball from the second and third year players on the roster? Great question, David. I have to say that breakout players, second and third year guys, let's go defense first. On the defense, I really think it's Javon Hargrave. Some might say Artie Burns because he has really, really improved from everything we've seen and heard from training camp. But Javon Hargrave, I think, is going to be the one that's going to make the biggest impact on the defense. On the offensive side, second and third year players, I'm going to go with Eli Rogers. He's technically a third year player, only his second year because he had to sit out his rookie year with a foot injury. I think he could really take a step forward. He could be that guy with Martavis Bryant and Antonio Brown drawing a lot of attention. It could be Eli Rogers that picks people apart in 2017. Next, we go to JD. His question is a little bit off the beaten path, but still, he said, if a Steeler sat during the national anthem like Marshawn Lynch did, what would the team do? He suggested the team would cut him or he would give up his season tickets. That's a tough question. I think in today's climate, we're getting away from football here, but if a Pittsburgh Steeler did that, I think you'd have some players that were very open about, you know, being respectful. Alejandro Villanueva, someone that served our country in the military. I think that the Steelers themselves as an organization would probably step in and maybe say something, maybe make a suggestion or two, but ultimately, freedom of speech means you can kind of, you know, freedom to do whatever you want. I don't think that would necessarily happen, but if it did, as you're seeing already, Michael Bennett, he said he's not going to stand. This is going to become more common, and in that case, I think it's to become less of a big deal. But that's just my opinion. If you would give up your season tickets for that, I don't know. I wouldn't, but that's just me. So, JD, there's your answer. This is an interesting name. Fud Gotti on Twitter said, what's the deal with Bell? And he's talking about Le'Veon Bell. It's what everyone wants to know about. Everyone's talking about Le'Veon Bell. What's his deal? Well, that's a very broad question. But I would say that Le'Veon Bell's deal is it's a holdout. It is. But it really isn't a holdout. Le'Veon Bell is not holding out for more money like Hines Ward did, like other great Steelers, even all the way back to Jack Lambert. And he held out. Franco Harris held out. That's when Chuck Knoll famously said the Franco who comment when he was asked about Franco Harris and the fact that he was holding out. Le'Veon Bell's situation is very different. And what I mean by that is that he cannot get any more money than what he's due, and that's $12.1 million this year. He just can't. The NFL doesn't allow it. They cannot go into negotiations again until after the 2017 season is over. I think what Le'Veon Bell's doing is twofold. Number one, he doesn't have to report because he hasn't signed his tender yet. Okay? Number two, he's doing this, but I think kind of for himself. He obviously wants to make sure he stays healthy. And in training camp practices, he obviously could, you know, tweak a hamstring, hurt a knee. So he's going to do what he thinks is best by him, and that is essentially to stay in Miami, train. He's going to be in great shape, and then I think he'll eventually report to the team. My guess is when the team breaks camp. So when does the team break camp? They break camp this Friday, right before their last preseason game. So I think that's what's going to happen with Le'Veon Bell. I don't think it's a big deal, personally. A lot of people make a lot about Le'Veon Bell missing time and stuff like that. But ultimately, I don't see that big of a problem with Le'Veon Bell saying, you know what, I'm not going to be at training camp. I'm going to stay in my own bed. I'm going to make sure that I'm healthy. I'm ready to go. When the team goes back to the Southside facility, I'll meet you guys there. I think that's what will happen. But hey, as of right now, no one's heard anything from Le'Veon Bell. All that the fans have gotten is what he's been giving away on his Snapchat, which is shows him training. He's definitely working hard. He's definitely in shape, but he's not around his teammates. And I think that's one of the biggest problems that people have with this holdout. But this holdout's not about money. It's about the Steelers realizing, okay, hey, you want to see what life is without me? Go through training camp without me, see what that's like, and then maybe next time we hit the negotiations table, you'll think different. So should Le'Veon Bell report soon? Absolutely. Will he? No one really knows for sure. Ken Yeager asks, what's the deal with Mike Mitchell? He said he's been out a while. Mike Mitchell has been hurt. It's a hamstring injury. I think with Mitchell, it's one of those injuries where he honestly could probably practice. I'm sure that if it was a game, he plays. A very tough individual. People forget about the groin injury he had his first year in Pittsburgh. Played through it all year and had to have surgery on the offseason. His second year with Pittsburgh was a shoulder. He had to have surgery on that as well. A lot of that stuff happens, but I think the Steelers are being cautious with him. They don't want an injury like that groin that I spoke about at the beginning of his time with Pittsburgh that lingered the entire season. That happened in training camp. And I'll never forget, on Behind the Steel Curtain, I wrote an article, this is before I was the editor, about how these injuries can pile up, and people just, yeah, they lambasted me and saying, oh, there's no way this injury is going to last. And what did it do? It did. It lasted the entire year. It never healed. Then he had to have surgery on it. So I think they're just being careful. I would expect after the second preseason game, you'll see Mike Mitchell slowly work his way back into practice. He might play a series or two against their opponent in week three. That team escapes my mind currently, but Mike Mitchell seems that he's not having surgery. He's not having to go get an expert opinion on anything, so I don't think it's anything to be overly concerned with. He and Sean Davis. Sean Davis was injured. He was back in the lineup as of the last padded practice, so that's a good sign. Good sign for that defensive secondary in regards to Mike Mitchell. Next, City Swag 33 asks, with all the talent at wide receiver, who do you see as the odd man out? And this is a question that I've had multiple times, and I don't mind talking about it multiple times based on the fact that this is going to be a tough, tough decision for the coaching staff. So let's talk about the locks on the team, okay? The locks. So we have, and this is going to kind of answer the next question too. David Cook asked, now with Bryant back, Martavis Bryant, do you think the Steelers will keep six receivers? So we're going to kind of answer two of these questions, the final two, with one answer. So let's talk about the locks, the players that are guaranteed to make the team. Antonio Brown, best in the business, he's making the team. Martavis Bryant, he's a freak, he's making the team. Eli Rogers, I think, is a slot receiver. I think he just got into his groove last year with Ben Roethlisberger. He's going to make the team. Juju Smith-Schuster, he's a second-round draft pick. You don't cut second-round draft picks. He's going to make the team. Okay? Now you have four spots. My opinion, they're going to keep six receivers. Okay, they're going to keep six. They might try to keep one or two on the practice squad, but they have six receivers now. Who else is still out there? Darius Hayward-Bey, veteran, versatile, plays special teams, very selfless. Sammy Coates, injured. He's on the PUP list currently with a knee problem. They're saying he could be back as soon as this week, maybe playing that third preseason game. He needs to because he's behind the eight ball right now. Sammy Coates. Justin Hunter. He's an up-and-coming guy. Early in camp, he was making tons of plays. Ben Roethlisberger was talking about him. Kind of slowed down, had a shoulder injury. He's another player to watch. Kobe Hamilton. Kobe Hamilton, early in camp, was getting ridiculed for the drops, all this stuff. But ultimately, Kobe Hamilton's been making plays. He made plays for Joshua Dobbs in the preseason game. He had two catches, one for a touchdown for 77 yards, making big plays. He's a tough receiver. He's definitely picked up his game afterwards. He's at least making a discussion he's making a case for himself in regards to that final spot. And don't forget about DeMarcus Ayers. DeMarcus Ayers, who could also return kicks. He hasn't been talked about a lot. A lot of people said that he hasn't been having that great a camp. He would be a guy that I would say would probably be a practice squad candidate if he doesn't make the team. So, if they're keeping six, you have all those players in only two spots. Who makes the team? So, I think that DeMarcus Ayers, because he hasn't really showed much yet, is going to be tried to. They're going to try to release him, cut him, sign him to the practice squad, and he can still do that. Okay, he can still be on the practice squad in his second year. That's fine. Next, Darius Hayward-Bey. I like the guy, but I just don't see what he brings to the table that someone like Justin Hunter doesn't. Huntley could make the team, but ultimately, I'm going to have to say that Darius Heyward-Bey does not make the team. So now that leaves Justin Hunter. That leaves Sammy Coates. Tough decision between those two. I can honestly see the team keeping Sammy Coates. If he can heal and prove that he is capable of doing what he did last year, remember, prior to the hand injury, I could see them keeping Sammy Coates and Justin Hunter. I think Kobe Hamilton was on the outside looking in. Something would have to change, and a lot can change with injuries, all that stuff. All that can change. You never know what's going to happen in training camp. The Steelers are off on Tuesday, which is the day that I'm recording this, not necessarily when you're listening to it, but they're going to be getting ready for the Atlanta Falcons coming into Heinz Field this Sunday. And make sure you check out BehindTheSteelCurtain.com for all your Pittsburgh Steelers news. Find us on Facebook, facebook.com/BehindTheSteelCurtain. Follow us on our Blog Talk Radio channel. You can go to blogtalkradio.com/BTSC. And as always, BehindTheSteelCurtain.com for all your Steelers needs. I'm Jeff Hartman. We'll see you next time for the mailbag. Bye.